Ready?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good evening, everyone. I just mentioned that one of our regulars suffered a stroke last week after the shiur, so we hope it should be before Shleva for Ephraim ben Sara Rachel, Sar Shachal Yisrael. Okay, so we want to discuss this week some of the halachas of Tfilas Tashlumin. In this week's parasha Bahaloscha has the very famous and maybe unique mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, unique in the sense that we don't often find that if a person was unable, for various reasons, unable to perform a mitzvah, and a mitzvah that has a very specific time, a specific date and time, that he has a second chance. Usually there's an expression, over zmano batal karbono. That's the expression. So here we're talking about Karban Pesach. So we may have thought, we would have expected that over zmano, you missed the zman, you missed Yudalad Nisan, which is the zman of the Shechita and the Hakrov of Karban Pesach. You missed that, so it's a batal karbono. And that actually was going to be the din, it seems. Had Bnei Yisrael not stepped forward, the people, Bnei Yisrael, those in Bnei Yisrael who are unable to bring the carbon, there's different mahalchim in the Gemara who they were exactly. He says, "Vayu anashim, asher hoyu tmeim nefesh adam." Some say they were nosei aronu shel Yosef, those carrying the aron of Yosef. Some say they were the ones who were osik in the bnei aron that were made. Different opinions in the Gemara. Different shittas in the Gemara who they were. In any case, they weren't able to become tahar quite on time to bring the carbon pesach l'kla Yisrael. And we know there's halacha that Karban Pesach, if Rov the Tzibra is tummy, so it's, you bring it betumah. But here it wasn't Rov the Tzibra, it was just a small group. And Rov the Tzibra was tar, of course, the Karban Pesach was brought b'moado. But they weren't able to bring it b'moado, so they came forth and they said, Lamani Gara, why should we lose out? And they had a real tshuka, a real proper, positive desire to be part of Klal Yisrael, to have a chelik in this mitzvah. The mitzvah of Karban Pesach was a phenomenal mitzvah. The way the Mefarshei HaTorah and the Bali Musar explained that the significance of Karban Pesach, what it meant to Klal Yisrael, it was the carbon that represented their becoming a nation, right? Becoming a Klal Yisrael. It was something very, very special. And these people who missed it felt extremely bad, although they were osik b'mitzvah, but they felt very bad that they weren't able to be have a part in this phenomenally important, phenomenally significant, special mitzvah. And they came forth and they said, "Lamani gara," and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Let me find out." And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Absolutely, that they deserve to have another opportunity to do it." And not just them, it became Fedoros, anybody who is Tomei over there, Chachoka, I am Sechet Psachim, what that means exactly, but anybody who meets one of those qualifications, Tomei over there, Chachoka, and he can't bring the Karban Pesach in the initial time in Yudal Nisan, so he has a second time to bring it in the month later, in the middle of the month of Iyar. Okay, so we don't have a Karban Pesach, at least not yet. It's all shy about that, right? If the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt in between Yudal and Nisan and Yudal Iyar, are we going to bring Karban Pesach? I mean, there's Torah on that. I think Rabbi Kotler has one of the famous Shtiklach Torah from Rabbi Kotler is about that Shiloh, by bringing Karban Pesach Sheni if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt in between. But in any case, but we have another halacha, and that is that a person who was unable to daven, we have a mitzvah to daven three times a day. There's a connection there. Tefillahs connected to me, not Karban Pesach, but the tefillahs are connected karbanos, according to one malach in the Gemara and Brachas. And in any case, whatever it is, We have a mitzvah to daven three times a day, specific time. This is mani tefillah, shacharis, mincha, marav. They all have specific times. Sometimes they're longer than other, but they all have specific times. But then there's halacha that if a person was unable to daven, he was anus in a way that he couldn't daven during the zman, he didn't have a complete ptur, meaning like a person who, Rahman's son is an onin, he's a mesa mutalafanav. If that's during the entire zman tefillah, then he doesn't make it up. He doesn't have to make it up. He's pater from tishlum, and he's completely mufka from the midst of davening during that period. But a person who had a different type of an onus, something that prevented him, he needed to be metapol with a situation which was critical and needed to be dealt with right then, or a person who was shagag and he made a mistake, he misread the time, or lost track of time, or thought for some reason that this man is late, it goes to later than it does, or a person is onus in the sense that he was, even if he overslept not intentionally, he tended to get up for davening, and or he fell asleep and didn't daven marav and slept through the night, or any a situation like this where a person was not didn't willfully push off, didn't willfully refrain from davening, but there was a shogir onus, so the chacham gave him the opportunity to make up the tefillah. He has one chance to make it up. That's during the next zman tefillah, when he davens the tefillah that's required right then, right afterwards he can daven a second Shemona Esrei, and that'll be a tashlumin for the first one, meaning it has to be in that order. That's point number one. Has to be in that order. You first have to daven the tefillah that's the chiyav hashah, either because tadr v'shenu tadr kodim, it's much more regular to be davening mincha v'shas mincha than to be davening shachar v'shas mincha, or because the whole takana of tefillah tashlumu is only be'ez tefillah. You have to make it an ez tefillah first by davening. You have to make it, not just the zman of davening, but you have to actually daven. Once you actually daven, that's the zman that's now Roi for a tashlumin. Before it's not Roi, it's not Roi for tashlumin. And the halach is, if you specifically did it the opposite order, meaning you davened the one that you missed first, and meaning you certainly if you did something to indicate that's that tefillah, then you're not yotze. And even if you davened that and then you davened the second Shemona Esrei for the chi of hazman, so the second Shemona Esrei will count and you have to daven again. If you just didn't really know, and you just daven two Shemona Esrei, so then it'll be alalo. You know, the first one will be considered the chov, and the second one will be considered the tashlumin. But
does Avinenu have a makor?
Yeah, it definitely has a makor, but that's a different shmooze. But yeah, they have a makor in the Gemara, sure. Yeah,
but a lot of people found on it that it doesn't exist.
It has very limited usage now. It has a makar, has a source, but it's very limited usage now. That's a different shmooze. Okay, so once the person davens the Shemona Esrei that he's chayv to daven right now, he can then make up the one, daven a second Shemona Esrei, which will replace the one he missed. And the point, the part of the idea is that it's not just on the same day even. I mean, it's not just if you missed Maariv, you could daven Shachar's time. If you just Shachar, you have Mincha time. Even if you missed Mincha, and it's already the next day now, it's, you know, Vayera Vayvoker, it's the next day, he could still make it up. At Maariv, he could still make up the tefillah from the previous day. And he always, the way he always does it by davening the identical Shemona Esrei as the Chiyuv. Meaning, even, let's say it's Mincha time, it was Erev Rosh Chodesh, and he missed Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Now tonight, Maariv to Rosh Chodesh. So he davens Maariv, he has to say Yalav Yavo. So the din is he's supposed to say Yalav Yavo in the Tashlumin as well. Even though he's being mashlim a tefillah from Erev Rosh Chodesh, where there was no Yalav Yavo required, it would have been wrong, improper to say Yalav Yavo then. But now that he's davening Tashlumin, the Tashlumin is a repeat of the Shemona Esrei he just said now. And the same thing is true, there are the minor differences, but Sim Shalom and Shalom Rav. If you daven Ashkenaz, so in the morning you say Sim Shalom, everyone does that. But if you daven Ashkenaz at Mincha, you say Shalom Rav. So if you're davening two Minchas to make up for a missed Shachris, you daven Shalom Rav twice. Same thing for Mincha Tamar. If if you daven Svarit, where you say Sim Shalom and Mincha, but you say Shalom Rav and Mariv, and you daven two Marivs, you daven two Shalom Ravs, two Shmonesis with Shalom Rav. Sim Shalom and Shalom Rav in general aren't Ma'akev. Although, the interesting thing here is, again, let's say a person, let's take the case where, let's talk, the guy davens Nusach Ashkenaz, and he's davening, he missed Shachas, now he has davened Mincha twice, and he davens Sim Shalom in the first one, and Shalom Rav in the second one. That probably would require him to daven over again his Tashlumin, because even if he didn't have that show, that indicates and demonstrates that he's doing the first one as Shachas and the second one as Mincha. Even though, again, Sim Shalom and Shalom Rav are really interchangeable, the Maisa, Yotzi with either one, but since the derech of a Nusach Ashkenaz is to say Shalom Rav and Mincha, and he said Shalom Rav in his second Shmona Esrei, he missed Shachris, and he said Shalom Rav in his second Shmona Esrei, right, and not in his first, then he's showing that his first is Shachris, and that's wrong. The first can't be Shachris. Okay. But now, and now this goes a step further, the idea that it goes from day to day, it even spans the weekdays into Shabbos, or Shabbos into the weekday, meaning if a person missed Mincha and Erev Shabbos, and now he davens Marav twice, excuse me, so he has to daven two Shabbos Tikkun Shmoneh Esreis. He doesn't daven Tfilas Chol for the second Shmoneh Esrei, he davens Tfilas Shabbos. And he says, Ataki dash to olam chemikedem. Davens that twice, two Shabbos. You know what the Kamev is saying? I was saying Baruch Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. He davens two Shabbos Dikas Shmoneh Esrei, and if he missed Mincha on Shabbos and he's making it up Motzai Shabbos, he davens two Shmoneh Esrei Shalchol. He davens two Shmoneh Esrei Shalchol to be Yotzi. Now,
well, you would leave out in the second one by the sake Ataka Chaner.
Well,
but the
vice side,
right? But again, as
Rabbi
says, you say on top
and
on twice.
Well, so that's a whole. So we need an attack. I'd be honest.
Yeah, the other,
right. But the thing is, I just want to disclaim. I didn't look it over right now. That proud. But there's a shaila about that. There's a shaila whether he has to say it twice because Havdalah is, even though it's we mavdal b'tefillah, but it's not an ikur part of the tefillah b'etzem. It's something we do, and once you're a mavdil, you're a mavdil. So,
and even if you left it out, it's not a problem. So.
Right, sure. But the thing is, I didn't look it over, and I think I gave a share on this a number of months ago, but specifically on this. Let's work backwards. There's a big shaila if you missed Mariv, Motzei Shabbos, and you're davening Shachris now. So what do you do about a Tachar Antanu then? So... I you have to look at it. I think it's a bir halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, I think Reish Sadi Aleph, maybe somewhere around there, where he has this shaila, and I think the bir halacha says that the right thing to do would be to say it in the second Shmoneh Esrei in the morning, because the second one is for Marav. But there's a famous verse from Reb Chaim Brisker that says no. Reb Chaim Brisker says, it's not a din in Mariv. It's a din in the first tefillah after Shabbos. So if you didn't daven, normally that's Mariv, but if you didn't daven Mariv, now you're davening your first tefillah after Shabbos is Shachas, so now say Atochan Antanu. You say it in the first one, not the second one.
It makes it not if you're
Abdullah, you
say Shabbos, right?
No, even if you have Abdullah Kos? No, you just made Abdullah Kos, you still say Atochan Antanu.
See, if you did
Abdullah
Kos and you did everything, you still would say
Atochan Antanu. Yeah, so the famous Reb Chaim Brisker says you say it in the first Shmoneh, right? Because that's even though that's Shachris, but that's, it has nothing to do with Shachris of Marv. It has to do with the first Shmoneh after Shabbos. That's what this is. Whereas the Bir Halacha, I believe, comes out the other way, that you do it in the second one. You have to check it out. Okay, but now going back to the child, let's say he forgot Mincha and he's davening Mariv. So there I think he talks about in this siman. This siman meaning Kuvches. Here, Kuvches. If you Tavlo Mispalo Mincha b'Shabbos Mispalo b'Motzai Shabbos Shteim Shalchol Mavdol b'Rishona Veinu Mavdol b'Shnir. He said only the first one, not in the second one. So like the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum Dehavdala Dai B'Pam Echad. Right, Masha Enkim Shabbos Rosh Chodesh the Tzarich Laskira B'Chol Tefilas. How knows? Because right, Yalav Yavo is part of the Tefila. Any Tefila you're saying now on Rosh Chodesh, you should be saying Yalav Yavo. But like let's say it's Tfilas Nedava. Let's give a good case. Tfilas Nedava. If a person davens a Tfilas Nedava in Shchodesh, so he says Yalav Yavo. It's Shchodesh. If he davens a Tfilas Nedava Motzei Shabbos, he didn't miss Milch. He just davens a Tfilas Nedava. So you don't see Avdala again. You're Mavdal already. There's no need for Avdala. You're Mavdal once. You don't have to be Mavdal twice. You know, Betfila. There's a Tekan of Avdala Betfila. Avdala Kos. But you do each only one. So the Mechaber says Mavdal Rishona, Veinu Mavdal Shniyu. And they said, "Lo, if the Rishon, if the Rishniya, then you're showing that the second one is Marib, not the first one. Shniya also, Rishon also. Vim hivdu Rishneim, lo hivdu Rishneim yotza." Right? Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, "If Lamaisa, you knew what you were doing, you knew the first one is Marib, and the second one is Tashlumin, but you forgot Avdol on the first one or whatever. You neglected to say the first. You said the second one, but not because you meant the second one Marib. You knew what you were doing." So then the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to go back. At the end of the Sukkah, Chav says, Achim kivim b'machshavta sharishona l'chiyuva v'ashniya l'tashlumin v'mashivich havdol ha'isav etos v'shaga, let's go. Answer that question. Okay, but this is the easier case. If you forgot mincha, you say just havdol on the first one, now on the second one. Mashen kein, if you forgot havdolah, if you got marav rather at night and you're having to do shachrises, that's where the machlokas between other achronim and Rabbi Chaim Brisker. Okay, so getting back, so if so we said that it goes from Friday to Shabbos and Shabbos to Masechta Shabbos. This is a Mishnah Berurah on Hilchos Hadlakas Neros that talks about the idea that a person cannot daven Mincha on Friday after he was Mekabel Shabbos, right? Mekabel Shabbos, Shabbos. You can't daven Mincha even if you Mekabel Shabbos early. You can't daven Mincha anymore. So it says, what happens if a woman lit candles Friday afternoon, she's Mekabel Shabbos, and then she realizes she didn't daven Mincha yet. So it's still, there's a good, 10, 15 minutes before Shkia, but most likely if she lit on time, she still has 10, 15 minutes before Shkia, even when she finished lighting. But if she remembered, right then. But it's too late, even though there's plenty of time before Shkia to daven Shemoneh Esrei, but it's too late because she's Mekabel Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah says she has to daven two Maaribs. And that's meaning even if a woman says, but I never daven Maariv. Tonight you will. Tonight you'll have a marav. At least Shemon Esrei. Lav davka the whole marav. Lav davka berichos kriyishma and kriyishma.
Now I have you never twice.
What is it?
Now they have you never done before
right.
You're going to do
it
twice.
Right, exactly. This is inaugurate your tefillas marav by davening marav twice that Friday night. Okay, so. So these are some of the basic concepts to it. Now, there are situations where there's a shaila, whether a person should be davening tashlumin or not. For example, one famous case, it's a tosfos, and it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say it was Rosh Chodesh. Let's pick Sunday. Sunday was Rosh Chodesh, whether the second day Rosh Chodesh or the only day Rosh Chodesh, meaning to say, Sunday night is already not Rosh Chodesh. And the person did not daven Mincha. He didn't daven Mincha in the afternoon. So then there's no Shaila. He has to daven Marav twice. Does he say the Alev Yavo? No. In neither one does he say Ya'alev Yavo because it's already Motzoi Rosh Chodesh. It's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. It's after Rosh Chodesh. So he doesn't daven, he doesn't say Ya'alev Yavo not on the first ministry. Not on the second ministry. Okay, that's easy. But what happens if he didn't forget Mincha? He davened Mincha, but he forgot Ya'alev Yavo. He omitted Ya'alev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, he had Mincha. He omitted Ya'alev Yavo in Shemoneh Esrei, and he didn't realize until after the Zman, until after dark. Now, if you forget Ya'alev Yavo, you're not Yotzei. You are not Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei, or at least you're not Yotzei. Let's put it this way. I don't want to use the wrong words because that's what we're talking about. If you did not say Ya'alev Yavo, which Shemoneh Esrei or Rosh Chodesh, you need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Put it that way. Not by Maariv, we know, right? You don't repeat Maariv. Shachris, you do repeat, but if you already daven Musaf, it makes Shachris a little cloudy also, but that's not for the moment. But Mincha, for sure. Mincha, you forgot Ya'alev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. So if you remember right then, daven again. Daven again right then. If you remember 2 hours later, but it's still Miba'od Yom. It's still Rosh Chodesh. It's still day. It's still Zman Mincha. You daven Mincha 2 o'clock, and now it's 4 o'clock. It's still Zman Mincha, so daven Mincha again. And it's because you have to say Rosh Yalavivu. But what happens if you didn't remember till the night time? Now it's already 10 o'clock at night. You're going to daven Mariv, and you realize that you didn't say Mincha. You didn't say Yalavivu Mincha. Not that you start questioning yourself. Because if you first start questioning yourself hours later, we're usually not going to be gorgeous that. But he's going to say, if the suffix first crept into your mind and arose now, then it's not a suffix. You see what he said. But no, he says, no, I have no suffix. I know I didn't say it. How I know? Whatever he knows, he's plush it. Or he says, you know, I'll tell you how I knew. I didn't even know it was Rosh Chodesh yesterday. Unfortunately, I wasn't sure. I wasn't feeling well, this and that. I didn't even realize it was Rosh Chodesh. I came to shul now Sunday night. It's the first time I've been in shul since whatever. And now I realize something tells me that that Sunday was Rosh Chodesh. I have no idea. I didn't say Yalav Yavu once. Okay, so in fact, he didn't say it a Marav Shachar. It's too late. But he didn't say it a Milcha. It's not too late, right? Because you can still daven Tashi. It was a mistake. He was mistaken. So he can still daven Milcha over. So does he daven Milcha over again? Well, say, on the one hand, we should say, sure, he was not Yotzi Milcha daven again. On the other hand, say, 1 second. But what's he going to do? He's going to say Yalav Yavu? No, he's not going to say Yalav Yavu now. So what's the point of davening again? I daven Mincha. It's not that I didn't daven Mincha on Sunday. I daven at home. I daven. I just didn't say Yalav Yavu. So I'll daven again and still not say Yalav Yavu? What for? So you say it now. What do you mean, what for? The answer is because you aren't Yotzei. When you daven Mincha Rosh Chodesh without Yalav Yavu, it's Nishka daven, right? It's like you didn't daven. Rosh Chodesh Shmoneh Esrei without Yalav Yavu, Mincha on Rosh Chodesh without Yalav Yavu is not a tefillah. You didn't daven. So you didn't daven. So daven again. Even if you don't say Yalav Yavu, daven again. Or maybe not. Maybe it is a tefillah. Maybe it's a tefillah. It's just not enough of a tefillah. The fact that if you didn't say Yalav Yavu on Rosh Chodesh Sunday afternoon, Rosh Chodesh afternoon, the fact that if you would remember, if you would realize me, Ba'od Yom, you would daven again. It's not because you are in Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. You are in Yotzei Rosh Chodesh Shmoneh Esrei. You are in Yotzei the proper Shmoneh Esrei. So Kol Zman, you could be misaking it and daven with Yalav Yavo. You have to daven again. And even you can't just say Yalav Yavo in the blue, you know, in the middle of nowhere. It has to be in the context of Shmoneh Esrei. So the only way to do it is to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. So Chazal said, yes, go ahead. I mean, I should daven again another 19 brachas just to get Yalav Yavo. I was be'etzim Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. I just wasn't Yotzei Yalav Yavo, so I'm going to daven again just, yes, we can do. But that's only when it's still Rosh Chodesh. And you're going to be saying Yalav Yavo. But now that it's, and who then it would be true, let's say this the night afterwards was also Rosh Chodesh, right? Let's say it wasn't the second day of Rosh Chodesh, it was the first day of Rosh Chodesh. And now it's the second day. So I still, when I daven tonight, I'm still going to say Yalav Yavo. So yeah, I've had to daven again. But if it was already the second day of Rosh Chodesh or the only day of Rosh Chodesh, so tonight it's Easter, tonight it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. And if I'm going to daven a tashlumi, and I'm not going to say Yalav Yavu anyway. So the other side of the other, you know, group of Yerushalayim say, don't do it. No, there's no point. You were Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. You just weren't Yotzei Yalav Yavu Dik Shmoneh Esrei. You're not going to do that anyway. So what's it in? Do you say no? I wasn't Yotzei. It was garnished, or I was Yotzei and it was garnished, and therefore I daven again. Now even though now I'm not going to say Yalav Yavu, but now I don't have to say it. But now Chatshal be Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. Well, no, I was Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. I just wasn't Yotzei. The Yalav Yavu part, and that I can't make up. So this is, like I said, it's two studim in the Rishonim. And it's a lalach, it's not borer either. So what we do is, if it happens during the week, like I gave you the case Sunday to Monday, you would daven a second Shmoneh Esrei after Marav, but you make it tznai. And say, if I'm chayiv to daven again a second Shmoneh Esrei because I wasn't Yotzei at all on Mincha time, then I want this to be my teshlumin. But if I'm not chayiv to daven again because I'm not accomplishing anything by davening again because I was Yotzei Shmoneh, I mean, you don't have to know, you don't have to go through all that. Hashem knows the lungs. If I'm chayiv to daven again, to daven a teshlumin, this Shmoneh Esrei, this section I'm about to say, should be a teshlumin. If I'm not chayiv to daven again, then it should be a nadava. Now, what's an adava? An adava is a voluntary Shmoneh Esrei. We referenced it before. A person is allowed, minadin is allowed to daven an extra Shmoneh Esrei. Valavai shis pal adam kala yom, the Gemara says. Halavai, a person may daven the whole day. You want to daven five Shmoneh Esrei, go ahead and daven Shmoneh Esrei. The only thing is, if you daven an adava, you have to be mechadesh You have to add something beyond the words in the Siddur, and not just something, but you have to be mechadish in every bracha. In every bracha of the middle brachas, you have to be mechadish. That means, atachonin ladim das, you have to say, please help me figure out the Pnei Yeshua that I'm having trouble with. Baruch Hashem, chonin das. What's next? Hashivenu b'il sarasecha, please Hashem, help me stop turning off the alarm and going back to sleep for 15 minutes and coming late to davening. Baruch Hashem, Ratzav Shushuva. Slach lanu, forgive me for, whatever. You have to be mechadish, and I don't have to go through my whole list. you have to mechash in every bracha, and you have to have kavana, because it says you're always supposed to have kavana. But when you daven a dava, Hashem says, "Wow, that's great! Thank you very much. I really appreciate you davening a dava. You must be really good at this at davening. If you're doing it again, if you're giving an extra, so let's hear." And then Kadosh Baruch Hu pays attention kavi yochel harder and expects to hear kavana. And if you're not mechavin, it's not good. So for that reason, we don't do nedavas normally. We don't do. It says in Shteit, we don't do nedavas because it's too difficult. Halavai we halavai shalakol yom. Halavai she yispal lepamachas biyom kavana. Halavai she get at least the necessary kavana. At least one time a day, I have to do my best. But that's it. No more. But when you have a suffix, we do utilize the tool of nedava, like a case like this, and then you don't have to be mechadish. Because it says, the chiddush is that I'm being yotzi my suffix. I have a suffix now. Am I supposed to, was I yotzi mincha Sunday afternoon, was I not? Now it's Sunday night at 10 o'clock. Was I yotzi mincha Sunday afternoon, was I not? I have a suffix. So since I have a suffix, by davening again, b'taras nedava, with the tznai, suffix nedava, that on the tzad, that I'm chayiv, it should be machiyuv, that's the chiddush that I was, that with this tefillah, I was yotzi my suffix. So you don't have to be mechadish. And you do this, so that's what you do. That's the case where we actually do nedava, not straight nedava, but a suffix nedava, right? Tznai. That if I'm not chayiv to daven over again, it should be nedava. Okay, so that's very nice from Sunday to Monday and any other weekday to any other weeknight. But if it happens on a Friday afternoon, and everybody knows that Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday afternoon once, if not twice a year, And Friday night is already not Shabbos. Shabbos, definitely Shabbos. Friday night is already not Rosh Chodesh. So then, and you forgot, and you were, you know, you came to shul, whatever you daven, you forgot. Yalla b'yavo, Friday afternoon at mincha, and now it's after dark already. So now you're stuck because you can't. I daven mincha, but I didn't say yalla b'yavo, so I can't just daven again without yalla b'yavo because that might be pointless. So nedava. Suffix nedava, I can't. Shabbos, you can't do nedavas on Shabbos, because carbon nedava is connected. I mean, tefillas nedava is connected to carbon nedava. You can't bring a carbon nedava on Shabbos. You bring a carbon tamid shel shachar. You bring a tamid carbon muslim and shachar shel ben arba'im, but you don't bring a nedava. No nedavas on Shabbos. So if you can't bring a carbon nedava on Shabbos, you can't do a tefillas nedava on Shabbos. Since you can't do a tefillas on Shabbos, so you can't make the tzayin and say on the tzad that I'm not chayev, it should be a nedava. You can't do this. So what do? You don't have it again. You don't have a second tefillah, because it's a suffix. It's a suffix. Now this suffix...
You can clear the same thing at night, because you don't bring karbanos at night either anyways. So even if you had an akimta of a regular weekday night, you can be in the same problem.
Okay, but then I guess... Okay, very good point. But maybe the answer is, so why do we daven marav? If you hold karbanos connected, tefillah connected karbanos tiknum, it's like Mara says, the Marav is connected the Evarim and Pidarim that were on the Mizbeach that burned through the night. So maybe I could have a Nadava, like for Nadava, take a Evarim and Pidarim, you could have a Nadava at night. Okay, but not on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So this happens, Erev Yom Tov is never going to be Rosh Chodesh, so you won't have that problem. Could you have a similar case? I don't know if you could have a similar case. Okay, so you daven, that's the din. If it's Friday night, you do not daven over again. You do not daven over again. Now, that's the easy part, right? So it's a lumbus, it's a famous lumbus. This is like, you know, classic, basic lumbus of something. And I'll just, I want to get back to this on this point in a second, but this has ramifications elsewhere too. We may have discussed this in the past, but let's say a person needs to bench and he doesn't have a bencher, and he does not know Ritzay. He has no clue how to say Ritzay. Absolutely no idea. And you know, Shabbos, you have to say Ritzay. If you bench Friday night, Shabbos day, first meal, and you don't say Ritzay, you realize you have to bench over here, right? Bench over here. But this guy, I can't say Ritzay, I don't have a bencher. Well, my bencher, is the Ritzay page is missing. Or is a bencher which they printed up just for a simcha, a weekday simcha, and they didn't include Ritzay. I have no idea how to say Ritzay. It's not such a likely case, because a sitter, a bench, or something, a friend tell you how to say it. But no, he's visiting somebody, wherever it is. Okay, the case definitely could come up. So does he bench or doesn't he bench? On the one hand, you say, well, I wouldn't bench, I'm not going to be Yotzi. On the other hand, well, maybe you will be Yotzi benching, just that you won't be Yotzi the Shabbos to get benching. And if you want to be a Shabbos, so the reason why you have to bench again is because you weren't Yotzi or a Shabbos to get benching. And the same way we just said that one side on Rosh Chodesh, the Gabi Yalavevo, you weren't Yotzi a Shchodesh to get davening. That's why you have to daven again. If it's still daytime, you daven again Rosh Chodesh to say Yalav Yavo, Shemoneh Esrei, to say Yalav Yavo, because you need to daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei just to get in Yalav Yavo. So here too, if you need...
I think it was different. It wasn't Rosh Chodesh anymore. Here it's still Shabbos. So I'm just perpetuating the same thing over again by benching again with Shabbos without saying Ritzay.
Oh, no, no, I'm not saying bench again. No, I'm talking about this. Should he bench the first place? I'm asking, should he bench
the first place? Okay.
Should I bench? I ate, had a full meal, Chayav to bench, but I don't know how to bench. Let's say I wouldn't know the brachas of benching at all. No clue. So I can't bench. So some say should say Baruch Nefashos. Ramosha says say Baruch Nefashos. But Baruch Nefashos. But okay. So there, if you didn't know what to bench, Pashas the halachas, you do bench because you Chayav Minat Torah to bench. And Yalav Yavu, I mean, what we say is definitely a Durabbanan. So you bench, and but if you find a bencher, or somehow you become aware of how to say Ritzay within the Zman that you're still can bench, or you're still full, you can still bench again, then you bench again with Ritzay. Same basic idea. Okay. But now, getting back to Tils Teshuvin, what happens in the following? And don't tell me this will never happen, because it happened this year. This year, right here in the North Miami Beach Call. It was actually a visitor from Chicago, rather, but that has nothing to do with it. What was the case? The case was, it was a Friday afternoon, shortly after we started saying Misein Talamot to Levracha, a little bit after December 4th. I don't know, you looked at your calendar, maybe it was the first Friday after, I don't know, but it was very, very shortly after. And a young fellow, a mitzvah boy, but a young fellow, he realized, he came over after after Friday night davening, he said that he had not said Misein Talamater in Mincha. He didn't say it in Mincha. Misein Talamater in Mincha. Now, if you don't say Misein Talamater, you're not Yotze, right? You have to, during the winter, you have to daven over again. But, okay, but now it's Friday night. So if he davens over again, he's not going to daven a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, he's not going to say Misein Talamater. He's going to daven a Friday night Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. So on the one hand, we say, okay, whatever, what's the difference? You always daven two of the same. But we say, well, maybe not. Is it like Yalav Yavo that he davened Shemoneh Esrei. He said all the brach. He said Berachas Hashanim. He just didn't say the Hosafa of a Saint Talamater. He didn't add that that addition in. So maybe he davened, and the only reason to daven again during the week, if it happened that he missed it at Mincha, he would daven again. Yeah, I have it here. It's okay. I can see it. But, right, thank you. The only reason he davens again at night, I mean during the week, is because he'll say Talamat Lebracha. He'll be mashlim what he didn't do. But here he won't be mashlim it. So maybe he shouldn't daven again. And that's what some say. That's what some achronim say.
He
should not daven again. He should not daven again. He davened already. He davened mincha. He just wasn't yotzi the same Talamat part of it. So if I'm remembering correctly, the Yeshua, Sefer Yeshua's Yaakov, passes that way, in one of the Echronim, he passes that way, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I saw it down, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Erbach, passing that way, Lamaisa. But there's another side to the coin, and that's, again, comes Reb Chaim Brisker, and says, no, what is the famous Reb Chaim Brisker? They're not the same. They're not the same. Because he says, Yalav Yavo is a Hosafa to Shemoneh Esrei. It's a Hosafa to the Avoda. If you missed it, okay, you missed it, but you said the Avoda. Saint Talamat is not a Hosafa, it's the Nusach HaBracha during the winter, right? During the winter, Birchas Hashanim has to say Saint Talamat LeBracha. And if you didn't say it, he says it's part of the Madbeya of Tvila. If you didn't say it, you didn't say Birchas Hashanim. So just if you forgot Berachas Hashanim, there's no shaila you would daven again, even though it's Friday night. I'm still not going to say Berachas Hashanim. Yeah, but if you didn't say Berachas Hashanim at all or any other bracha, you were not yotzei. It's garnish kedaven, right? It's my mamish like you didn't daven milcha, so you didn't daven milcha. So of course you have to daven again Friday night, even though it's going to be a Shemoneh Esrei, a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. But so Zog B'chaim is the same thing. Even if you said Berachas Hashanim, but you just said the same bracha, you left out the Bakash of Talamata. You did not daven. You did not say the Matbeah Shetavu Chachamim. It's mamish like you left out the Berachas Hashanim. So of course, says Reb Chaim Brisker, you must daven again. Even though it's Friday night, you must daven again. You were not yotze anything Friday afternoon. You were not yotze Shemoneh Esrei, right? And you must daven again. And that I found from looking around there, Rabbi Yashav Paskins that way Lamaisa. Not like Rishon Zaman, but Vyasha passes that way the Maisa. So.
Tain Bacha, that's what you're saying now in the.
We are saying that now because we're in the summer months, right?
We're in the summer.
Right. But in the winter months, it's St. Talamater. And Reb Chaim Brisk is saying if you didn't say St. Talamater during the winter, you didn't say the whole bracha. It's like you midish Berach Sashan. So he says you have to have Machlok is Paiskim, Machlok is Shus Yaakov. Who else is on Reb Chaim Brisker's side? I mean, Eliashib passing away, but in terms of Achronim, I don't remember now if the other names are that. But it's a fascinating Shiloh, really interesting Shiloh. And like I said, Mamish happened there just a few months ago in this past December. Okay.
Here's an Eki Achille between whether it was St. Brock or St. Talamata. They're both in the Matbeah of the Bracha, right? He doesn't make a Nachmina.
Well, what do you mean? Let's say during the summer or something, say the same time of the Bracha.
Would he pass it the same way, or would he say that it's not, the same Bracha is not the Matbeah of the Bracha?
Well, I mean.
Because we have different halachas.
Right, because the same Bracha is just generic.
Right.
The question is though, by adding Talamata, is that enough of a Shinoi? Is that enough of a Shinoi in the Matbeah? But the thing is, it's very much more complicated because if you say Saint Talamat Lebracha, it's not during the, even now, it's not in America, it's not so posh that you daven again because we need rain. Go look outside, you'll see. Right? It rains here through the summer, much more actually in this town, even more than during the winter. But it's not like Eretz Yisrael where it's not the rainy season and the rain. We so it's not at all simple that you don't daven again. That you do daven again even if you said Saint Talamat. Okay, you could ask the Shalom, what about an Eretz Shalom? If an Eretz Shalom, this person said, St. Talamata during the summer on a Friday afternoon, would he daven again? That's a good question. Some reason, I don't think so. I don't think you, I think even Reb Chaim would not tell him to daven again, but I'm not certain about that. Okay, I wanted to mention one other very important point here about Tilas Tashlumin, and that is, let's say a person missed Shacharis, right? Missed Shacharis and he wasn't feeling well, or whatever it is, or, well, I don't want to make him sick because that will affect the shiloh itself. Let's say he was, he just overslept. He was up all night because of something. He had to take care of something, had to help somebody else. He's broke, but he's up all night, and he went to sleep, and he just, all the alarm clocks he set were to no avail. He slept straight through, and he wakes up, it's past Man Shacharis. Okay, so he missed. He didn't plan on oversleeping. He planned on davening Shacharis, so he has to daven Tashlumin. Now, okay, so now, should he daven, just daven now, just daven in his house, or should he go to a minyan? Well, of course, go to a minyan, daven mincha, and then daven Tashlumin. There's no minyan for another hour, so wait. No minyan for 6 hours, maybe it's 1 o'clock, and he missed his mount already, but then the minyan is at whatever, 5 o'clock, or later. So daven later. But the thing is, he didn't eat anything. He woke up, he didn't eat anything. Is he allowed to eat? You can't eat before Shacharis, right? You could eat before Mincha. Okay, before Mincha, there's a shal about being Koveya Suda, Suda Gdola, those are separate halachas, but you know, there's a lot more leeway if you have a Minyan Kavua for Mincha. But you can't eat before Shacharis, regardless of whether you have a Minyan or not. You can take a cup of coffee or water or tea, but you can't eat. So Mincha, he didn't eat all day. I mean, he didn't eat yet. He just woke up and he was... And minyan's at minchas at 7:30. Shkia's at 7:48, and minyan's at 7:30, and now it's 2 o'clock. So zeg b'tchila david, it's pashtu can't eat. It's pashtu can't eat. It's before Shacharis. Lo soch lo ladam. Don't eat before you misspell for your blood. You can't eat. So b'tchila david says like this. Zeg b'tchila david on rechashav achronim on arachayim says it's pashtu. It's pashtu. Where's the Tila David? If you want to look it up, Sivkan Beis, right here. Kuf Chesiv Beis. Pasha, the Mishnah is Bel Shachas, Osir Lechol Klum Kodesh Mispal. So,
I presume if it's hard for it, then that would be a chidus.
Okay, so, I asked the Shalat a number of poskim, and that's what they said. Yeah, the best thing would be find the Tuachak Mincha. Or whatever, but let's say yeah, there is none. I live wherever he lives, and there is none too. So another person told me that yeah, he should daven chidus, but if he can't wait, I mean, he's entitled. He can't ask the guy to make the guy wait 5 hours, 6 hours, you know. But if it's not so long, or if he's able to wait, then he should wait. It's not, you know, daven chidus is a big chazaran. It's bad enough he didn't daven shachris at all, so now he's going to daven mincha b'yichidus and shachris b'yichidus. So if he can wait, he should wait. But if he can't wait, it's a long time, and he can't get an early minyan, etc. In other words, the point is, rather than eating before, he should daven b'yichidus and then go to minyan. Okay. I want to mention one more point, which is just touching on going back to what I said before.
Just to clarify that point. Dalacha says that it's better that he davens beyechidut rather than eating anything at all, but where he have a little something to hold himself together, because there's some leniency that if a person feels like headache or cannot concentrate with kavanah, they could have a little something to hold them over and then have a proper seuda afterwards.
Beyond coffee and tea, even there, it's better to daven first. Yeah, it's daven. Even shachris, you know, a regular morning person, let's say, the minyan, it's Shabbos morning, and the minyan is not till whatever time, and he can't wait that long. He's not sick. But he can't concentrate, right? And he will not be able to daven. By the time if he waits that time, he won't be able to daven. So it's better if he's a sincere person, he's not just taking advantage or fooling himself. Better he should daven b'yichidus. This is a psak for a rabbi. For each yachid might have to ask a shayla. I mean, a rav might tell, let's say, a person who he's entitled to start davening b'yichidus, then. You know, he's never going to show up in shul again or something. Okay, he might tell him differently. It's psak that you have to know who's asking. But the general psak for, like I say, a person who's not taking advantage and not fooling himself, it would be to daven b'chidus and then eat. But just daven like shachas and then go to shul to answer the kaddish and kedusha, and certainly if it's kriyas haTorah or musaf, etc. Okay. The last thing I want to mention is that the chazanis, you know, it's a mitzvah to say 100 brachas every day, right? So the Chazon Ish says if a person daven Shmoneh Esrei without Yalav Yavam Rosh Chodesh, and he has to daven again, he realizes right away, you know, that if he davens again, he says the first Shmoneh Esrei still counts. He still gets credit for 19 brachas towards his 100 brachas. That fits well with one side there, because it was a tefillah. It wasn't enough of a tefillah. So you have to daven again because you left out something important. So, but it wasn't bracha v'tala. It wasn't garnish. It wasn't a zero. That's what they see. And the other side that you hold that it was not a tefillah, and it's hard to hear why it helps. But they say tefillah that you can count that. Maybe you may say maybe the gabi that did him may brachas for that. You can rely on that side that and the kapanim says it counts to your schuva may brachas. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great evening and Hashem.